Thank you and good morning. Governor Jerry Brown will be in Paris attending the United Nations Climate Conference, which begins today. World leaders will be in attendance, and so far, 57 jurisdictions from 19 countries have pledged to a memorandum to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to 80% below 1990 levels by the 2030 year. Brown continues to travel the world to talk about climate change, and at the conference, he hopes to show the steps that California has taken to address the issue, mandating that the state boost renewable electricity to 50% and to double energy efficiency by 2030. Today marks the start of the two-week conference, which will conclude on December 11th. The idea was an attempt to provide an alternative to Black Friday shopping for state residents, and it turns out it was a successful plan. On Friday, the Save the Redwoods League sponsored free admission into 49 of the California state parks for the entire day. November 18th was when the day use passes became available online, and leading up to Black Friday, all of the passes sold out, with over 5,000 people downloading them. Multiple news outlets reported that a generous donation of $50,000 enabled the Save the Redwoods League to pay for the free passes. The Fortuna Police Department will be increasing bicycle safety enforcement operations for the next 2 weeks. This comes in an effort to limit the causing factors that lead to bicycle versus vehicle collisions, and the police department has mapped out locations of previous crashes. Additional patrol units will be out on roadways to enforce basic laws to riders as well as drivers. Funding for the special enforcement was provided through grant funding from the California Office of Traffic Safety. Numerous news outlets reported that residences and businesses near the corner of 11th and I Streets in Arcata were evacuated Saturday night. Arcata police were the first to respond to the scene and located a grenade, and the county bomb squad were called into the scene to deploy a bomb bot. Nearby roads were closed off while the bomb bot attempted to detonate the grenade, but those attempts were at first unsuccessful. A sheriff's deputy then got into a bomb suit and was able to detonate the grenade remotely. The roads were reopened shortly after, and no injuries were reported. A single vehicle crash on State Route 299 Saturday morning claimed the life of the driver, as well as a female passenger. The driver was headed westbound on State Route 299 when, for reasons that are still under investigation, allowed his car to veer onto the north shoulder of the road. In an attempt to correct the van's path, the driver lost control of the vehicle traveling across both lanes of the 299 and veering off an embankment. The van was found by responding law enforcement personnel submerged in 5 feet of water at the Trinity River, and it was determined that the driver, as well as the passenger, succumbed to head injuries at the scene. The identification of both victims are being withheld at this time. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt State Lumberjacks had their football postseason come to an end with a 54-7 loss against the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats in the second round on Saturday. The Jacks have been eliminated from the NCAA Division II tournament, ending their season, but it was a historic season at that. The Jacks completed the season with a 10-2 record and won their first playoff game in 47 years with a win over Augustana University at the Redwood Bowl in the first round. The Jacks also ended the season with a ranking of 12th nationally. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office and assisting agency spent the weekend searching for a missing driver, who was last seen diving for abalone near the Point Arena Lighthouse. 58-year-old Eric Stein and his friend were diving in the ocean near the lighthouse Saturday afternoon when hours passed by and Stein was nowhere to be found. Mendocino Sheriff's deputies, along with the United States Coast Guard and State Fish and Wildlife, assisted in the search. The search ended Sunday morning when Stein was located floating in surf about a quarter mile north of the lighthouse at Manchester State Beach, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. An autopsy has been scheduled to determine the exact cause of death. Memorial services for Troy Fletcher were held at the Yurok Tribal Office in Klamath Saturday morning. The Yurok Tribe's executive director unexpectedly passed away on November 20th of a heart attack, and the tribe and government officials who worked closely with Fletcher mourned his loss. Fletcher was 53 years old. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.